chaos shifting into a new level, and a yearning to know the greater mysteries of the universe. What does it all mean? Timeless spiritual wisdom and dialogue offer the point of stability to navigate these extraordinary times. Join visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra as they explore these mysteries and assist you to open your mind, body, and spirit to the paradigms that are shifting. Sri and Kira Live offers fresh perspectives balancing ancient wisdom and deep connection with day-to-day living. Prepare for lively conversation, live chat, and answers to your questions. Meet intriguing guests as you experience timely revelations for your journey. Humanity is called.
Namaste, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Sri and Kira. And believe it or not, we really are live.
I am wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka.
And I am Kira. And assuming that you're with us today on Sunday, then you are with us at our new day and time. We are delighted to be with you. It's kind of tea time here for me. And we are just delighted to be here with you. If you're with us live, then remember that we are coming to you from the Self-Ascension Sanctuary here in Antigua, Guatemala. And I hear music. I don't know if they can hear it out there right now.
I doubt that. Michael picked that up. But we are located in the foothills above Antigua, Guatemala, and we're delighted to be live, connected via the power of the internet with you.
And what a blessing. And the chat room is on right now, so please go ahead and let us know what you're thinking. Stay with us as we offer you some really conscious conversation. And we just want to offer, you know, Sri and I were having this conversation before we get on the air today. We just want to say, if one of our dogs decides to say hello, we apologize.
Well, yes, you will likely hear some snoring or some barking at some point in the next hour. And that's just part of life.
It is indeed. As our world spins seemingly out of control, we are all experiencing time speeding up, chaos shifting into a new level, and a yearning to know the greater mysteries of the universe. What does it all mean? Timeless spiritual wisdom and dialogue offer the point of stability to navigate these extraordinary times. Join visionary spiritual teachers and best-selling authors Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra as they explore these mysteries and assist you to open your mind, body, and spirit to the paradigms that are shifting. Sri and Kira Live offers fresh perspectives balancing ancient wisdom and deep connection with day-to-day living. Prepare for lively conversation, live chat, and answers to your questions. Meet intriguing guests as you experience timely revelations for your journey. Humanity has called forth this moment in our collective history. What we do with it and how we move forward is our choice. Enjoy experiencing positive, passionate action with the mystical couple of our time. And now, here are Sri and Kira. Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. Let's go with that. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
Blessings. I am wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka.
And if you haven't guessed by now, I'm Kira Ra, and we are delighted to have you join us. You know, we are always excited to spend time with you, and this has been a week where we've been really discussing a lot about these prophets, pundits, predictions, and this kind of politics of spirituality. And we're glad you're with us today to dive into this. We have a lot of show to share.
You know, it's a big world out there. There's lots of opinions and there's no shortage of things to talk about. But really the question gets down to what's important, what matters in your life, and how do you use the information that's in our world to lift you, to benefit you, to enhance your experience.
Well, you know, Sri, along with that, I think one of the things we're wanting to talk about is that
When you dive into spirituality, when you dive into a spiritual existence, when you dive into that opportunity, I know for myself, there was this naivety initially. There was this naivety that if you walked into a metaphysical bookstore, or if you picked up a book, or if you listened to somebody, that they had this power or this wisdom, right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And so there was like there's a naivety, and then you grow. And as you grow and as you refine, or I should say you choose to grow, you begin to learn that there's a lot going on in all realms.
Well, I think we all start off as seekers.
Yeah.
You know, there's the stage in life where you're just happy, you know, doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happens where the yearning bubbles up, where you want to know more, where maybe friends of yours are doing things, or something happens inside of you.
Yeah, that's true.
Or your life crashes in some way.
So you're talking about the initial.
I'm
like
talking
that
about
initial,
well,
what prompts the seeking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that usually will lead us into that bookstore where we're looking for that author, or we're looking for that training. We're looking for someone to wrap it up and have it make sense to us.
Yeah, agreed. But yet at the same time, what happens is that as you mature and as you grow, you know, all you have to do is search YouTube. You might even be watching us on YouTube right now, or search the web, or walk into that bookstore, or we call them the carnivals, you know, the little fairs that they do. But the reality is that what you start noticing, and what we're here to talk about today, are all of these intentional weavings designed to confuse you,
yes,
designed to take you off track. They're almost designed to interfere, because the blessing, and really you have to look at it as a blessing, is that the blessing of the journey is at some point you must trust your inner voice. And oftentimes it's through that navigation or the seeking that you're going to find that.
Well, I think we go through a common experience of finding an authority that we enjoy.
Yeah.
It could be a book that you read. It could be a teacher that you heard a lecture or a recording.
Mm-hmm.
We find something that we enjoy that takes us beyond our limit, beyond our box that we were in. And so we have this teacher or teaching, we begin to enjoy it. And then there's the next disturbance. And the next disturbance is usually either you run into someone who doesn't agree.
Well, you'll always run into someone who doesn't agree. I think that goes without saying.
Or something happens where you get upset with the teaching.
Well, normally this is because you're growing.
Exactly.
And when we grow, we're going to come up against all of our rough edges. Yet how many, and this is really the crux of today's show, which is how many of the people out there that are in the public eye, they themselves have limited their own growth.
Yes.
Or they have, you know, we called it the politics of spirituality. The one thing you and I have learned quite viscerally is the politics of spirituality. And it's ridiculous, and yet it's very visceral. And those that would seek to interfere from our own encounters with negative energy, what you would want to call black energy, whether it was remote viewing projections, which we're going to talk about today, whether it was intervention with black helicopters, which we're going to talk about today, the perception of the Illuminati, which we're going to talk about today, or other figures or other beings who are out there that are literally propping themselves up at the sake of others. And this is challenging.
It is. And I'm kind of in this step-by-step mode in my own mind today.
Sure.
Because the things we're about to share with you, I know in my journey,
mm-hmm,
if I had heard these too early,
they wouldn't have made a lot of sense.
They wouldn't have made any sense at all.
That's always true. No, that's always true.
And so what I'm getting at is that it seems like there comes a point where we're ready to put it together with discernment,
mm-hmm,
where we actually have the capacity. And it doesn't happen at the first teaching or the first teacher. Not usually.
Right.
Not usually.
As a rule. As a rule.
And so we get to this place where we wonder, well, what about X, Y, or Z? And as you pointed out just a minute ago, there comes a time where if you can't trust yourself, if you haven't grounded in your own discernment and your own intuitive channel.
Which is the irony, because you're searching because you're not sure you can, but yet
Exactly.
the irony is that's where you want to go.
And any good teaching will help you get to the point where
Exactly.
you don't need the teacher.
Right, where you become one with the teaching.
There
and,
you go.
And that's another trap, is where it's not that you don't need the teacher, because that's a trap. The trap is where you become one with the teaching versus feeling you need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So
well,
I disagree
well,
with you on that, Sri.
Well, okay, I'm not disagreeing, but what I do think is that there comes a point where we can recognize, and the teacher has emancipated us to the point where we don't need the teacher to tell us what's true.
No, but
we need the teacher to stimulate within us.
Exactly, the one with the teaching, and to keep us from falling on the wayside so
yep.
that we become the teacher ourselves.
Absolutely.
And so there's a lot of aspects to that. And, you know, the one aspect I really want to open up with today is that Illuminati energy, that Illuminati.
Let's talk about it.
Because there's so much talk about the Illuminati. And of course, we had that whole, what was it, Angels and Demons, the Dan Brown movie, where, you know, with the big, you know, Illuminati, what was
oh,
it?
The brand?
Yeah, the brands, yeah. You know, and so there's all of, there's so much out there. And there's a lot of people out there that have a lot of information. And this is one of those confusion areas. I think this is one of those things where, you know, we get a lot of emails from people that will say, I've learned this, 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 and this, and now I am so confused. What do I believe? Well, again, part of the learning is the confusion. And I know that in and of itself can sound confusing.
No, well, but confusion is actually a very high state.
Exactly.
Confusion is the opportunity to break through.
Well, it means that you're learning.
Yes.
Right? You wouldn't be confused if you weren't assimilating information.
You're about to expand beyond the neat little box mm-hmm. that your mind had prepared.
Agreed.
And so often one of the biggest obstacles to our growth mm-hmm. is our ego.
Yeah.
And the egos need to control. The egos need to file the information in predictable categories and to, you know, sweep things under the rug that it doesn't know what to do with.
Mm-hmm.
So the ego is quite a little monster at the
it's a tyrant.
At a certain stage in our development, and later on we can appreciate it as a survival mechanism so we don't walk in front of a bus.
Right.
But what I'm getting at here is we need to cultivate the discernment. Meanwhile, the Illuminati are there. It is real. There is interference. And how do we discern it without stepping into the trap of fear?
Well, and without stepping into belief patterns that have been projected upon us. And
yep.
I think that this is what really a lot of the show has to talk about. It's like enough with people saying this is the only way. When I think that in and of itself, Sri, ought to be a big red flag. If someone is telling you that their way is the only way and what they have constructed or what they're teaching is the only way, that ought to be the red flag right there. Because, you know, Gandhi, I always go back to Gandhi. There are as many paths as there are people. And to be intolerant or to brand in a very verbal way, not necessarily this Illuminati brand from the movie, is to say that you have made a spiritualized egoic determination.
Yeah.
And this is the biggest trap. It's also interference, isn't it? Think about that, my loves. And, you know, we have about a minute here before we're going to take our first little break. And I'm going to drink a little more tea so my throat isn't so scratchy. Go
but
ahead.
Before you do.
Yeah, and before we do.
But before you do, let's just make sure we're clear on this. Discernment is different than judgment.
Very much so.
And discernment is mm-hmm. that quality that can lovingly look at information, that can look at your life and assist you to make a choice that will nourish your capacity to love,
mm-hmm.
that will nourish your mm-hmm. capacity to grow
mm-hmm.
and be of service. That's discernment. Judgment, on the other hand, is a closed door that sits in the, you might say, in the throne room of the divine.
Oh, absolutely.
And decides what's good and what's evil.
It's a total throne, for
and,
sure.
And what judgment does is it inhibits all opportunity for other parties to evolve.
And we're going to share some fascinating stories and encounters with the Illuminati with judgment versus discernment when we get back from this first little break. So while we're taking a break, you take a break, sit back, take a deep breath, get a pen. We have a lot of fascinating information to share. Stay with us.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts.
I think we are ready.
Okay, right, I guess our producer's going, okay, which means you might have seen us going, are we on or not? I guess we are. And so we apologize for that. And thanks for hanging in there with us. You know, during the break, Kat forwarded us some of the chat that's going on out there. So we want to open up by reading this chat that just came into us. And it says, I was told that these star beings work through me, which I thought was what the Holy Spirit is. I asked if my galactic star essence was one of them and got a no. I'm confused to continue to allow them to work through me. My ego has stopped surrendering due to fear of being deceived. Any clear sight will be appreciated. Thank you. You know, I'm grateful that this came up because this really does tie into everything that we're discussing today.
Yeah.
You know,
well, there's multiple levels here. And, and so the first level I would like to address is the reassurance that's needed that you have indeed opened up something. And it's time to recognize that you have the capacity to love yourself through that.
Right. And we're going to talk a lot about fear and about what fear does. You know, one of the things, as we're going to continue chatting and then we're going to share with you just a little bit more, beloved one. So I want you to know we heard you, and that's why we shared this out loud. The key is this, that as we have been talking about today, this is how the misperceptions come in. It's through our own fear. Fear, you know, if you have not, and I encourage all of you, if you have not taken advantage of the February installment that came in February 1, Saturday, February 1, go to our website, sriandkira.com. It'll be posted at YouTube by Monday, February 3. Really pay attention to this because it was about clarity and availability, and it talked very much about how it is through our frustration that doubt comes forward, that anger comes forward, and fear is always in the mix. Fear always allows us to become frustrated or become lack of self-trusting. And so when we're talking about the Illuminati, which is where we were right before the break, you know, there is an enormous amount of interference energy. And what opens up the door to interference, quite frankly, is when we doubt ourselves, when we have that I want to use the word opening, that fracture of self-doubt.
Well, doubt is often stimulated because we become overly dependent on our brain.
Yeah.
You know, truly the brain is a computer and all data is good data. So even if the data is truly contrary to our highest good, the brain will still mull it over. The brain will still use that information to actually put a little sand in the machinery of our evolution. And so we need to be careful. The brain's purpose is to be your servant.
Okay, so I want to get back on topic.
About to get there.
Okay, so I'm making sure he's getting back on topic.
So if we're overthinking things, we're going to be in fear.
Uh-huh.
We're going to lose our anchorship of divine trust, which is where this whole thing about the Illuminati information comes in and interferes with us.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we hold on to our divine trust? How do we hold on to that sense of self?
in the face of conflicting information. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the keys because, all right, give you an example. Let's go to some live examples here or some real life examples. Okay, Sri and I, several years ago now, did an event. It was a very large event and had a wonderful gentleman come as a speaker who I adore. And it was amazing because we had this area. It was kind of like a backstage area and we were waiting for him to show up. And when he finally showed up, he, you know, we were so excited for him to be there and so delighted that he came. He walked through the stage entrance, walked right up to me, and I thought it was going to be for a hug. And the first words out of his mouth were, "Who has my check?" Now, I want you to hear that. Who has my check? And I looked him straight in the eye. I'm not going to give you his name. And this is somebody that you would be shocked if I told you who it was. And I, you know, I remember for myself, there was that moment of discernment. Because here was someone that I really, really had only ever witnessed from afar. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, what I was seeing was, I am a paid performer. And this goes to that politics of spirituality. I'll give you another example. If you've not read our book, it's a very powerful, timeless book. Let go of the fact that 2012 is in the title. Go read 2012 Atlantean Revelations. Now, in 2012 Atlantean Revelations, we have revealed Sularia and the Sularian existence, which did exist on the planet Mars. Now, give you another live example here as we're really tying all this together. We had invited several other people to come to another event that we were doing. And one of them is very well known. And he publishes all this work about how people from Mars are arrogant. People from Mars are this, this, and this. And you should have nothing to do with people from Mars. Well, I appreciate that every civilization will have an aspect of people. Nobody is exempt, especially if you're in a densified experience. And so he communicated with me. We had a beautiful conversation. But during the conversation, he was so judgmental and so unwielding in his judgment that not only did he refuse to join the event that we were doing, he actually started using our name in some of his blogs. And we had some people who were really quite beautifully on the path of self-ascension, who, because this one person said these one things, decided there's something wrong here. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing up these, and my goodness, there's so many more I could bring up. But the reality is this: when you have a depth of divine connection, you are always protected, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot be interfered with.
You're open to really information that's sacred and beautiful.
Absolutely.
And yet the ego can indeed step in and manipulate that information, as in the example that you were sharing. You know, each and every one of us has had multiple lifetimes.
We've had many
experiences. And the way...
And not all of them on this planet. You gotta let go of that.
And so in the benevolence of the cosmos, there's that thing called karma, which was really there to help balance the scales.
And to help learn.
And when
it's a blessing.
Absolutely. And when someone was off on a side of a let's say, a life-destructive activity, they would usually find a life-affirmative lifetime to start balancing the energies within them, within their consciousness. And so to say that someone from one country or one planet, they're all bad.
Or how about all reptilians? Now, I know that for some of you, you might say, whoa, because I'm afraid of reptilians on this planet. The reality is that there are some very humanoid reptilian beings that are quite benevolent
and very evolved
mm-hmm. and very kind. Now, yes, there are some that are horrific, and there are some that have influence. There is no doubt that we have influences, cosmic influences going on in this world. The key is this, and it's in our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. And I always encourage people, go read Sacred Union, The Journey Home. That's why it's gone into print after print. Take Navigating the Inner Matrix, our home study course. In that book, Archangel Zadkiel said, when Sri confronted Zadkiel, because Sri can be very confrontive. And Sri said to Archangel Zadkiel, you know, how do I know?
How do you know if information's of the highest? And just like our beloved listener
exactly.
here who texted in, you know, how do you know? And one of the first things that Zadkiel said was, If the information causes you to judge yourself or another,
or if it causes you to feel less than, or if it leaves you feeling poorly,
then it's not of the highest. Now that's pure and simple.
Exactly.
It's not of the Elohim. And any information that does not leave you expanded, does not leave you with a sense of peace, you know, that sense of loving reassurance, if you don't experience that when you're having this information delivered, look closely. Look closely.
Indeed. You know, one of the things early on, Sri and I think many of you knew that we had a beautiful ranch in New Mexico, high up in the mountains in New Mexico, 32-acre ranch. And I cannot even tell you how many times we were bombarded with energy, either remote viewing energy, more than what Sri and I would be literally sitting having dinner, and we'd look over at the door because we had everything gridded. We had beautiful grids in our house. So we always felt safe. We never felt any sense of fear.
No,
and
no.
But we would look over toward the door and catch all of these remote viewers trying to penetrate.
No. So let me just pause and make sure you're understanding this. A remote viewer is using what some people might call astral travel or etheric connection in order to transport their consciousness to another location.
And you
it's a way of spying.
It is a way of spying. And this is the thing you need to look at is that, okay, and I know this might be hitting a few nerves for some people. Remote viewing is not of the highest. It's an intrusive process that was developed by the government to spy. You know, I remember one time Sri and I were at a carnival in New York and a New Age, fairly large New Age metaphysical program or whatever. And we were, you know, we were keynote speakers there. And I will never forget this one man. We were on stage right after him. And right before he was done, he said, "Now I want everybody to sign up for my workshop because we're going to learn how to remote view and spy on our loved ones." And I was flabbergasted that learning how to spy on your loved ones means, number one, I'm teaching you that you shouldn't be trusting them to begin with. If you're not trusting them, then you're also not trusting yourself. There's a whole other host of issues
who's in
there.
Control? Who's having to dominate?
Right.
You know, all kinds of low frequencies.
The key is that low frequency information, people who try to prop themselves up, even in the world of spirituality, at the sake of others who name names, who are saying my way is the best way, are just as dense and just as egocentric as you might think someone who hasn't even started the journey. But yet, there is this public need
Well,
to
they're on a bit of a
that.
Pedestal as an authority.
Exactly, exactly.
It's important to understand that there are spiritual gifts.
Absolutely.
There are spiritual capacities in the Hindu tradition. They're called the siddhis. One of the things that I studied and I teach is medical intuition. And that's the capacity to look inside another's
with
body.
With the permission of the person.
That's what I'm getting to. So when a client says, "I would like help understanding, how did I manifest this tumor? How did I get to this place?" That with their permission, we look into their energy field, we look into their physical field, and receive information that client is wanting to make conscious. They're wanting that.
That's the key. They're wanting to make that conscious. They're wanting
yes.
that help.
And they have asked for it, and so it's an act of love. It's
exactly.
a co-creative effort. That's quite different than using the very same skill to go say, I want to poke in and look at what somebody's doing for my own private manipulative gain.
Or to prove that I have this power.
Yeah.
And, you know, that goes back to, give you an example, our situation with the helicopters, which was what I was starting to talk about earlier. Sri and I were living on this ranch, and we had two very specific incidents. Now, what's fascinating is that we have it all photographed, is that we heard them coming because they were flying so low. And isn't there like a law they're not even allowed to fly
well,
that low?
Well, normally 500 feet or 1,000 feet, depends on what's up, is the FAA minimum. But you know that magic sound that a chopper makes?
And, woof, 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 and when they're really low and the trees are moving? Because we had these really tall pine trees. And it was funny because I was actually in the house. And at that time, I had a little pug named Zelda. And I heard Archangel Zadkiel very clearly say to me, walk Zelda now. Now, I looked at Sri and I said, I have no idea why I'm doing this, but I'm going to take Zelda for a walk right now. And we had a beautiful loop, a beautiful trail that led out to a 5-acre meadow in the middle of the property. And I will never forget that as I got out to where I was really the most exposed, and I was walking Zelda on the leash, I could hear the helicopter, and Sri was actually in the temple. He had gone out to be with a client. So he was going to be with a client in the temple. I was out walking Zelda. We'd left the house at the same time. So here Sri is in the temple doing all this high energy work, and I'm out with Zelda. Well, the helicopter comes up parallel to me, floating over our 5-acre meadow. And I'm walking Zelda, and I just kind of stopped as they threw open. There was this big, totally unmarked black helicopter.
That barn door on the
yeah,
side.
Exactly. You yeah. know, roll it open. And all I can see, because they're that close, is like a mirrored reflection of a helmet. And what happened was that I was then this person, there was like this white flashy thing that just kept flashing at me that almost made me want to vomit. And I heard Zadkiel say, we are showing you this so you can learn how to let it go. And I called in all of the energy of the archangelic realm. I felt only love for these beings that truly thought they were doing their job. And I just put up one hand and let my heart and my love radiate. And like within seconds, the door slammed and they left.
Away.
And what Zadkiel yeah. showed me was what oftentimes you don't see. Because some people, especially with like, you know, conspiracy theorists, which we're not, may say, well, you know, we're being bombarded all the time. Well, the reality is, whether it's a conscious or directed bombardment, we are being bombarded with different forms of energy. And so when we come back from this quick break, we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about these different forms of energy, how they can be construed as Illuminati, and what we can do. And then we're also going to talk about the densified realms of alien beings and how we can connect. And we're going to go back and talk more about that beautiful message that came in from our listener. So stay with us.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self-Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self-Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self-Ascension Magazine online at www.shriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself.
Okay. Hi, beloved ones, and welcome back. And you know, right before the break, we were talking about how we're going to really discuss everything that's going on our planet right now to help you let go of the politics of spirituality and be present.
Absolutely.
Be really present for yourself. And you know, I just want to acknowledge some of the beautiful things going on in chat. Remember, chat is live.
Chat is live, and we encourage you to say hello. And if you have a question or a comment that you would enjoy bringing forward, just type it in the little chat window and we'll hopefully get to it right away.
And I love, you know, there's a comment in here about serendipity. Absolutely. There are never any accidents when you might find the information that we feel is our mission and have certainly acted on for the past 11 years to get out to the world.
Now, before we jump into sharing a little more, I want to underscore something that you shared just a minute ago. Kira was talking about that adventure she had of walking our little dog on the meadow, where the unmarked helicopter slid open a door and pointed a device at her.
It was like this white flashy
that
thing.
Emitted a radiation of some
like
sort.
Like a pulse wave. Uh-huh.
And this is a wonderful example, because that can be an intimidating, frightening moment. that could be a moment of collapse and run.
And you know, in all honesty, without Zodkiel, it would have been, because I literally felt like I felt really sick. I knew that whatever was going on, it was somebody trying to interrupt the flow of divine connection. I mean, that was clear.
Right, exactly. And so in this case, for Kira Ra, her divine connection is Archangel Zodkiel, who was present there and guiding her to run divine energy
and
love. To hold her hand up with love and basically say, go in peace.
And you know, one of the gifts, and we've had many connections with beautiful beings of many cosmic worlds and dimensions, has always been that only love exists. And that when we stay in the bubble of only love existing, we cannot be interfered with. And, you know, Sri, it does bring me back to that first comment we had earlier, that beautiful person who doesn't really trust their own connection right now.
Well, they had a moment of doubt.
Right. And here's the blessing of that beloved one. Names are just that. They're names. Whether it's Holy Spirit, Ascended Masters, Archangelic Realm, the name is the name that feels comfortable for us, because we are loved so much that we will always work with beings who offer us a sense of comfort. This is why many people, when they have visions or when many people have experiences, it's in familiar looking energies.
Yeah, and so for a lot of folks, it's Jesus or Mary.
Mm-hmm. Or an angelic presence.
Or Saint Germain is such a beautiful being. So we tend to, the realms, the etheric realms, tend to work with us through our filters.
Because we are loved. And so when we, and I want to go back and address this, when you stay in the love that you are, and here's a question that I would encourage you to ask. The next time you have this connection, it's the easiest question. And it's just simply this: are you of the highest? And together, are we serving the highest? Because you will get a truthful answer. And if you get a no, you just say, thank you, then I no longer choose to work with you. And they have to go. That's the gift of being in the free will zone. It is the egoic attachment to, and Sri, I think this is something we need to talk about. One of the ways that you know you're dealing with a lower frequency energy is that it will serve your ego.
Yeah.
Many of the politically spiritual powerhouses that are out there right now, and there's a couple of them, and there's one of them who actually bumped us out of a magazine. I have to give you this.
Hang on, you've got so much information.
I do. Maybe this will have to be a two-part show.
I want to run back to that so-called wizard who was saying, come to my seminar, we're going to teach you how to spy on your loved ones and find piles of money.
Yeah, remote viewing.
In hidden places. Okay, what are they appealing to? Uh-huh. They're appealing to a need for control. They're appealing to greed. They're appealing to a sense of power.
Yeah,
you know, I have a secret weapon. And so those energies, greed, control, and power, are not of the highest.
I mean, that in and of itself, if you're being attracted to something because it makes your ego feel good, or somebody's promising you a bag of riches, that in and of itself is, and again, you might want to use this as part of your growth. Remember, it's about cultivating spiritual discernment. So it's not saying it's bad. We are not saying that.
No, we're not saying don't run away.
Exactly.
Simply smile at that and say, oh, I get it. This is a manipulation.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to just, we just had another comment come in that we've had several comments. One of them saying, loving the NIM training. I am so glad you're taking it. Yay. And then I have another one here. A question. Do you know of the Mahatma? I was told this name in a dream. Well, beloved one, the Mahatma, of course, the Mahatma is Gandhi, was the one that was informed. Mahatma is a beautiful name given to those. And if you've received anything from Gandhi, as a matter of fact, I have tons of Gandhi right here. I would suggest, I'll just go right here, this book right here, The Way to God by Mohandas Gandhi. How convenient. Now, how serendipitous is that? that I happen to be sitting right here when you brought that in. So I would try that one to begin with, my love.
So Mahatma really means great soul.
Exactly.
And there are other beings or devotees that have used that term to refer to others.
This is another one right here, and it even says Mahatma Gandhi right on it, and it's the Essential Gandhi. This is an anthology of his writings. And so I don't mean to interrupt our flow, but that was just such a great question.
Caught us at our library.
Exactly. or a small piece of it. And so again, this is another piece. Some might say, well, goodness gracious, with all your connection to the self-ascension work, why would you be reading Gandhi? Or many of you may not know that I'm a Gita scholar. I'm actually finishing the Archangelic Interpretation of the Gita for Modern Times. The key is that it's about trusting your inner wisdom. And I do want to share that little story, Sri, that I was getting ready to share, that Sri and I were booked to be a cover story for a magazine in San Francisco. And the gentleman who was writing the story called me, and we did a long interview on the phone. And Sri and I, you know, were interviewing with him on the phone. And he said, okay, it's going to be you two and this other person who's a very well-known person who's out there in the spiritual world. And we were like, great. He goes, yeah, but I haven't gotten a hold of him yet. He's really hard to get a hold of. And, you know, there's a time difference over in England, whatever. And what happened was that after he got a hold of him, his, condition for the article was that he could have anybody else, but not us.
Well, basically it was, it's going to be just me.
Right. And the gentleman from the magazine in San Francisco who had read our books, who was so excited, who had had all these life transformation things happen to him, who was just so, so excited, literally was unable to discern the value of a balanced article. And it became basically a publicity feature for this other person. And the reason we're sharing this with you again is, had the magazine, and the magazine actually now is not doing all that well. And I'm not saying it's because we weren't there. What I'm saying is that when we sell out, when we go for what is the perceived short-term gold, we always lose our spiritual tenacity. You know, Sri and I are going strong, probably stronger than ever after 11 solid years in the public domain. And the reason being is we have more than once had the opportunity to sell out. We had some major publishers that said as long as we buried Archangel Zadkiel, they would publish our books. We've had some major producers who said we'd love to do a TV show, but you would have to do this, this, and this, and not say this, this, and this. And Sri needed to be in Armani suits and not wear what he wears. And they wanted to cut his hair. And we said, you know, authenticity is what we're about. And so the key is that our connection with the divine, the material that's coming through, the time that's coming through, is because we decided to model universal citizenry, complete lack of judgment for all beings, honor that all beings have their journey, and to let go of what many would perceive to be, you know, the fame and the glory in exchange for honest dialogue
and joy.
Exactly.
And joy.
And modeling joy and honest dialogue. And we encourage you to model joy and honest dialogue with your friends, because this is how we will get rid of the garbage, so to speak.
Well, a big piece of this gets down to a three-letter word.
I'm waiting, what is the word?
And that word is ego.
Yeah.
E-G-O.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to bash the ego. I'm here to offer a discernment. We were given an ego so that we could individuate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the oneness...
And navigate.
Yes.
Yeah.
When the oneness said, let's have a subjective, an individuated experience, so that now there can be lots of lenses out there. We can go discover the allness of the universe. Well, we needed some form of identity in order to do that, or we'd pop right back into the oneness and the grand experiment would be over. So think about this logically for a moment.
I am.
We needed an ego in order to individuate, in order to know the difference. However, there were some energies that interfered.
I mean, are we part of a larger conspiracy? Absolutely. But it's larger than just this one world.
It is. And so as this ego, this sense of identity began to gain in strength and form, it began to bring in some refracted energies that were distorted. They were not of the original divine intention. However, part of the divine intention is to allow this bubbling evolutionary process to find its way.
Yeah.
And so here we are. So when you see, sense, or feel things that are not of the highest, smile at that. Smile at that. Say, oh, okay, that's an egoic energy or a dense energy that is seeking resolution.
Now, because that was so important, and because we have to get our last break taken care of, when we come back, we're going to continue with that. And we are going to talk about the 12 worlds of density and why not everyone you're talking to knows more than you do. And I'm not talking about those.
Oh, we're going to talk about aliens and ETs.
And there, indeed, there is a greater conspiracy. Stay with us. We've got a lot to share. We'll be right back.
The Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
You know, it's amazing to me how quickly time goes by. It really does. And before we would lose all of our time, I want to remind you that coming up in February, later this month, we have lots of wonderful guests. And you can always suggest a guest or a show topic by writing us at guest@SriandKiraRadio.com.
That's G-U-E-S-T, guest at SriandKiraRadio.com. Feel free to send your comments there.
Please do.
You know, so we left off saying we were going to talk about the worlds of density. Now, that might seem a little confusing to some of you, because what we're saying to you is it's not just Earth.
Right. You know, break free of this one world experience. It's one of the things I enjoy whenever we do cosmic life regression training, or when people do the home study on cosmic life regression, is this beautiful freedom that you get when you kind of let go of the box of this one world energy. And I think it's ridiculous at this point for anyone who would think that we are alone in the universe.
Yeah, let's just get this out of the way. Yes, there's
okay.
ETs. Yes,
yeah.
There's other beings.
Yes.
Yes, there are other planets having wonderful experiences. And what we're calling density is that third dimensional form.
Exactly.
This is the dense of the dense. This is kind of as far as it can go.
So remember, whenever we have conversations about UFOs, I'm talking about visceral UFOs that are seen by everyone. When we have conversations about alien beings, if they are appearing in tangible form in this world, they too are of density.
So these beings are having their own experience of evolution and expansion, and ultimately a return to oneness.
And we're not here to debate whether or not they're beings that moved into the center of the earth, or beings that are living wherever, or who they're in cahoots with. All we're saying is that from the perspective of a rarefied consciousness, an awakened presence, we are still dealing with densified beings. They just might be at a different strata of density. They might have a different evolution in density, but they too are in density. And this is such a huge precipice.
It's a big thing to
recognize. It's huge to recognize.
If they have a body, they're a being having an experience not unlike yours.
If they need a vehicle to teleport in or to transport themselves, they are in density. And there's a big difference between densified alien slash UFO beings and multi-dimensional ascended forms. Very big differences, because remember, those of the ascended realms are under basically almost an oath of non-interference.
They're at a different evolutionary scale. Their context is quite different. In fact, it's hard for the Earth brain to wrap around it.
Yeah.
So remember, you have the capacity to connect interdimensionally, whether it's through the fourth dimension, astrals, people see ghosts and apparitions and
sense things. A lot of
people
who transition in chaos, they get trapped.
Moving from fourth dimension to fifth dimension, which is really the preferred place for clarity.
Yeah.
To be able to sense, see, or feel those other etheric beings. You know, our human senses are quite limited. They can be expanded. We can indeed expand them, but that recognition more likely is coming in through the pineal and projecting into our consciousness so that we can have a connected experience.
Now, before we run out of time, Sri, we just had a comment come in that I really want to look at right here. And I'm trying to, I seem to have a hard time getting it to show up all the way on our computer. So Kat, maybe if you could have put that comment into the director for Sri and I. This is about the person who's having a father transition. There it is. My dad is transitioning, and I'm wondering what goes on when an individual is not there but still here for many days.
Oh,
any insight?
Beautiful question.
Well, you know what, beloved one, thank you, because this ties into the multidimensional experience. And having had several near-death experiences, what I can share with you is that it's very, very important that if you are in the presence of your dad or whoever's in the presence of your dad, his physical body is still feeling pain, his physical body is still feeling pleasure, to make sure that he's being treated with love and respect, to make sure that everything around him is of the highest energy, play beautiful music, because he's traveling in many dimensions right now. And the kindest gift that you can offer someone in that moment is love, and to treat them as a conscious individual, because they are dimensionally aware. They may not be able to say it with their words, but they are dimensionally aware.
And if indeed the medical system has said this person's dead, you can smile at that and say, this body is no longer being used.
Exactly.
But chances are my father is still present saying goodbye.
And having conversations. So trust your guidance. Trust what you're hearing. And this really brings us, as we're in the closing moments of the show, it really brings us to the culmination, which is when we are able to trust that dismissible voice, when we are able to ask, is this of the highest? When we are able to project love in the face of our fear, we are infinitely protected and ready to have these multidimensional communications. When we get fascinated with the dimensional communications, the ones of density, we're really saying that some other being has more power than we do.
And be careful here. You are the authority.
Indeed.
You are the sovereign for your lifetime. And just because you hear a voice, just because you get some information, doesn't mean it's better than your own. Take it under advisement and then check it. Are you feeling expanded? Is it assisting you to grow in love?
And indeed, beloved ones, may each time you connect with Sri and Kira Live, may you grow in love as we grow in love. May you feel our heart around you now. And until we have the gift of sharing this sacred time with you again,
please return and know that all is well.
We love you. Namaste.